Weekend Breakfast with Refilo and Pacagnani on 702.
So if you've just joined us, you're right on time for our music corner. This is how we close off the Sunday edition of Weekend Breakfast with music. And today we're speaking to rising hip-hop star from Cape Town. His name is Kano. He's just released his new single, Cape of Good Hope, to a very good reception, right? He's done very well for himself in these short weeks, landing at number one on Good Hope FM, even getting the attention of US hip-hop legend DJ Sway. How, Sway? We're going to be asking that question. How did Kano get Sway's attention? And I've read that in Cape of Good Hope, the song, and I've listened to it, Kano tells the story of where he comes from and how he's grown up and observations that he's made along the way. So it's with that I say, Kano, good morning, and thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure. is this strange awesome. For you to be up and about at this time at 20 to 10?
No, not really, because I put the work in the studio every single day at crazy hours, so nah.
Yeah, of course.
What to do.
Yeah. Talk to me about who Kano the artist is. Your name is spelled, or your stage name is spelled K-N-O. Where do you derive that from?
K-N-O.
K-N-O, yes, sorry, yeah.
Okay, so I wasn't great in physics and I back in high school because I decided not to take notes. But K-N-O basically derives from K-N-O City, potassium nitrate, right? So obviously we volatile substances, like he uses the key ingredient in, you know, gunpowder and explosive things, basically, you know what I mean? So me as a rapper, I wanted a name, like a title that could speak volumes in that sense, saying that I'm an explosive rapper, you know what I'm saying? Starting out with battles and that, and yeah, it just goes with my name, Kino, as well. So I was just like, it could be an abbreviation or an acronym, you know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's how it came about.
K&O, the explosive substance and the explosive artist, and you really have exploded on the scene, right? You've been, your single, Cape of Good Hope, has been really well received. And you talk about about growing up and what life was like, gangsterism in your community, the poverty in your community. Explain that to us. Explain life on the Cape Flats and how you've been able to utilize music to process the experience of growing up in that environment.
Yeah. Well, basically, you know, growing up on the Cape Flats, it's a constant war, right? It's everybody there. We see our own people killing each other, whether it's drugs or it's abuse or it's rape, you know, or murder or gang violence especially. It's so, how can I say, it's so prominent here, man. You know, it's everywhere. So kids growing up, it feels like they're forced to join this life, right? Because either they're getting bullied at school or they need to provide for their families, for a mother that maybe works two jobs but still can't put food on the table because of all these, you know, these struggles. And like, they just feel like, look, you're joining a gang, right? It's going to make things easier. It comes with a price, but as long as they'll have the protection, the family will be protected and they can put food on the table or whatever the case may be. So it's really a sad story. Because me growing up, basically, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer when I was at the age of 14.
Yeah.
And she basically sat me down, right, and she told me, listen, I'm going to be real with you now. I might not be here. You know what I mean? Like, I can die. So I was like, I couldn't obviously take that in. And I was like being affiliated with gangsters and, you know, people that was selling drugs and so on. And I wanted to do that for them, just to help my mother, seeing how she struggled. From work, but then go for chemotherapy. She had to stay out of work and for chemotherapy every single day. So a job was on the line. It was all of these things running through my head. And I had a younger brother.
Yeah.
Right? He was about 10 at the time. We were 4 years apart. And I just figured, look, I need to find the eldest. My dad is in there. He left when I was born. Never heard of him again. And when he came back, he tried to make amends with my mom, got her pregnant again. And then my brother was born and he vanished. He was here for like, it's been a long time, you know.
Sure.
And I was just like, I need to be the man of the house, man. And he was everything that I didn't want to be, but I was forced into it because of my circumstances.
Yeah.
And selling these narcotics and that, like on a day to day. Obviously, put food on the table, get myself fresh kicks from a team. You know what I mean? So I always wanted to look good as well.
So you're putting food on the table, but you're also prioritizing the kicks, the clothes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
That's also another thing when you're in the ghetto. Like, you know, crazy mentality. I can't judge anybody. But this is just, you know, it's almost like a conditioned in women. You know what I mean? Like no matter how we struggle, we at least need to look good. You know, so we prioritize more on clothing than that. Holding our home, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you understand where I'm coming from. So that was basically it. And then, yeah, next thing I knew, I was getting caught up in drugs. I started doing it myself. And this is where everything just went downhill from me. Started robbing people, you know, just to search for the next fix. I was stealing from my mother, even though she didn't have anything. I was still stealing from her, you know, just because I was rock bottom at that age. You know what I mean? I hit rock bottom completely.
Sure. Kano, you know, it's such a heavy story and experience that you've just unpacked, laid out for us. What you've also essentially said was, in many ways, your story isn't the exception to the norm, right? Especially coming from the Cape Flats. How did music, and incidentally hip-hop, which your mom, I guess, introduced you to primarily, music always having been there in the home, how did music play a role in helping you see or imagine a different life for yourself?
Yeah. So basically, I grew up with like listening to Eminem. He was my favorite rapper of all time. Right? And my mom would always play hip hop in the house because she came from the era of like NWA, Public Enemy, Wu-Tang Clan, all of that. So that, like, my mom wasn't listening to Michael Jackson, like you know, like majority of family. That's what the kids would grow up to. You know? But I grew up in a hip hop household, so constantly rap music. And I don't know if I developed it like subconsciously, you know, but I always told myself, like, this is what I want to do. The way this guy expressed himself and tell the stories at a young age, like, I wrote my first song when I was in grade 4, right? Cool. I was that old that time. I was about 10 years old.
Sure.
10 years old and I wrote my first song. You know what I'm saying? It was innocent. It was whack lyrics, obviously, but I mean, you know, that's when it basically started. And my mom told me when I was like 2 or 3 years old, I should take like a hairbrushes and then imitate all the rappers in the murder, like just a toddler. I was doing these things, you know. So somehow, in a sense, I feel like I was born to do it. But music was just always there, man. And obviously, influences like Tupac, The Game, Eminem, 50 Cent. That was my era growing up that time. You know what I mean? And that's what I was into. And I just figured like I could do this, man. It's easy. And after everything happened with the drugs and the gangsterism, like getting out was a hard thing. Also, out of the gangster, the gang that I was there was obviously not mentioning the names, but it was a tough moment in my life, you know, because at the end of the day, they wanted to take me out because, you know, it's like blood in, blood out. You know, so you can't just come up here and leave, basically. But because I did so many things for the specific gang that I had, in a sense, like a rank, right? So, therefore, I actually had some power, but then they gave me like a heavy ultimatum. They said, if you leave, you can't expect protection from us. If any of our enemies come for you, you can't come seeking for help because you are not part of us anymore. So I was basically on my own.
Sure.
Right? Having to watch over my back because I don't know what guy we robbed or what guy we stabbed. So you know what I mean? Like, you know, like enemies can be anywhere.
Hmm.
And it was just hectic. But music basically saved my life because I was like, I'm leaving the drugs. My mom sent me to rehab. I was in a juvenile detention center for about 2 months. And it just opened my eyes because none of those friends that I used to call brothers at that time came to visit me. It was only my family there.
Interesting.
And that opened my eyes. You know what I'm saying? That opened my eyes. I was like, nah, bro, but they're not here. So how can I be there and pledge a loyalty to people who's not even loyal to me? You can't even bring me a bread on visiting days or so. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, nah. And then I just started writing again, and I'm here now.
Kano, we're going to play your song, Cape of Good Hope, which was very well received when you released it a couple of weeks ago. And when we come back from playing that song, I'm going to ask you about the future and what it is that you are now envisioning for yourself and what you'd like to see happening in your own life and perhaps home and in your community on the Cape Flats. That's hip-hop artist Kano, who joins us on the line for Music Corner. Let's hear his new song, his latest song, Cape of Good Hope.
Said this the Cape of Good Hope. where all the gangs are selling dope, man. So this the Cape of Good Hope, where we on sinking ships, no postman. So this the Cape of Good Hope, but we on trying to stay afloat, man. So this the Cape of Good Hope, where all our problems seek the dope, man. Man, this the Cape of Good Hope, where the junkies get high and the gangsters lay low. No real entertainment, gang wars are on the shows. And in our black communities, man, the cops are too slow. Always afraid to show, scared of all of the killings. In a matter of minutes, kids already been murdered. Young prostitutes also making a living, but it's AIDS and needles, that's what's making the killing. Hunger pains in the kitchen, drug deals making millions. Man, my people are dying just because of the system. Genocide and civilians, no lights in our townships, so we call it no shitting. And our souls become dimmer. Please tell me now, what can we do? I say we fight for each other and choose to speak truth. If we all come together, there's no way we can lose. Alcohol and meth causing abuse or bloody dispute, but still, we in the Cape of Good Hope, where all the gangs are selling dope, man. So this the Cape of Good Hope, where we all trying to stay afloat, man. So this the Cape of Good Hope, where we on sinking ships with boats, man. So this the Cape of Good Hope, where all our problems seek the dope, man. Yeah. Man, this the Cape of Good Hope, where all the gangs are selling dope, man. So this the Cape of Good Hope, where we all trying to stay afloat, man. So this the Cape of Good Hope, where we on sinking ships, no boats, man. So this the Cape of Good Hope, where we all trying to seek the dope, man. Remember back when I was gang affiliated, two colored always got thrown out the white man places. Smoking meth for my lungs and my soul's engagement. Always surrounded by evil prostitutes and danger. When mother had cancer, thought that drugs was the answer. Being a slave to this trade always did make me wonder, am I really free? Can I really be? Or will I stay stuck with a slave mentality? Met up in Pakistani shops for my initiation. But if I look at my accolades, man, God is amazing. If he is for me, I know I can win in situations. He showed me a dream and said, "Kaden, no, it's for the taking." But being hurt also maybe explains our behaviors. That we as blacks have attitudes, I guess it's in our nature. And honestly, I'm proud I've succeeded through all my failures. So now it's time for my story and major domination, cause
yeah, said I'm a slave to entertainment. Yeah, yeah, and this is my showcasing. Yeah, yeah. You get to see the good life,
good life.
And we just stuck in the hood life,
hood life.
Hope all our gangs can reunite, cause this is our life. It's called the Cape of Good Hope.
And that is my Music Corner guest, hip-hop artist Akano, hailing from the Western Cape, the Cape Flats specifically. And he's just told us a really compelling story of growing up and finally turning fully and committing to hip-hop and his latest single, Cape of Good Hope, has really been well-received. Akano, I asked you just before we played the song, and it's a beautiful song, by the way.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
The harmonies are just fantastic, and it just feels really, really hopeful in a way that the lyrics don't necessarily, you wouldn't expect if you just listen to the lyrics. What are you, what do you want people to take from the song when they hear it, when they listen to it?
Yeah, well, basically, like, I would say the main goal would be love. Right, like people just love each other and just work together as one. Like, I'm talking about every single body, black, colored, white, Asian. We could all just love each other. You know, I just believe love is the cure to it and the answer to everything. And obviously, just raising awareness as well that it's not only in the States or these other first world countries. Things that there's war zones against black people, or you know, cops. Mm-hmm. Killing black people for no reason, or you know, like I want to tell the world that it's going down here as well. You know, like it's hectic out here, so we need help. If we can all just come together and you know, just help each other out, basically. Like, I mean, we all just wish for change. So that's what I'm doing for music. That's our contribution.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand you're a father now, Akano. Talk to me about fatherhood and how that has impacted your outlook and your worldview. I mean, you referenced growing up without your dad, without a father who was present.
Yes. Yeah, like I told you, like my dad was in his world. So I always told myself, if ever I have children one day, I'm going to be there for my children, no matter what, I'm going to be there.
Mm.
And my daughter, she's 5. She's just over 5 months now.
Sure.
On the 4th of December, she'll be 6 months. And yeah, she's just growing so fast. It's like the best thing that ever happened to me, you know. Aside from getting a shot of it, I'm sweating in the morning because that's one of my lifelong dreams as well. But I mean,
sure.
You know, like when it comes to my daughter, like nothing can compare. And obviously, I was doing this music thing for me and my family, but now I've got a family of my own. So I'll put it like that.
Congratulations on the birth of your daughter.
Thank you.
Really.
And, I appreciate it.
And then we're going to play you out with Eminem, your favorite hip hop artist, and the song Mockingbird. But before we do that, finally, the fact that you did get a shout out from hip hop, the legendary hip hop DJ Sway Calloway, what does that mean to you? And what, how are you hoping to use that recognition to build this this hip hop career further?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, it means the world to me because, like I said, like it's been a lifelong dream to just make it on to Sway, you know what I mean? And yeah, I got a personal shout out to him, and I want to show the young kids that, like, you don't have to be a rapper, you don't have to do drugs. Like, if you have a passion, no matter what it is music, it can be film or art or whatever you do, just keep on pushing, you know what I mean? Because like, when you think that you're so far from achieving your goals, because things take time, like you could literally be around the corner. So like I want to prove to the kids that it's possible, man. You know, no matter where you are in the world, you can get that recognition if you just stay true to yourself and your story. And that's basically it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing your story and your music with us, Kano, and all the best on this hip hop journey, but most importantly, the fatherhood journey. We're playing out with Kano's choice of Mockingbird by Eminem, his idol.
Yeah. I know sometimes things may not always make sense to you right now, but hey, what daddy always tell you, straighten up, little soldier. Stiffen up that upper lip. What you crying about? You got me? Haley, I know you miss your mom, and I know you miss your dad when I'm gone, but I'm trying to give you the life that I never had. I can see you sad, even when you smile, even when you laugh. I can see it in your eyes, deep inside you wanna cry, cause you're scared. I ain't there, daddy's with you in your prayers. No more crying, wipe them tears, daddy's here, no more nightmares. We gon' pull together through it, we gon' do it. Laney uncle's crazy, ain't he? Yeah, but he loves you, girl, and you better know it. World we got in this world, when it spins, when it swirls, when it whirls, when it twirls. Two little beautiful girls, looking puzzled in it. Days. I know it's confusing you. Daddy's always on the move. Mama's always on the news. I try to keep it.
That's Eminem's Mockingbird. Just a taste, of course. You can just stream it and listen to the rest of it. But the choice of my Music Corner guest there, Kano.